it doesn't.
Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento. It's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Mel, Fongback, Gelbart. And Larry, Swims with Unicorns, Mead. Now, a man with balls, the size of testicles. Here's Nate.
Hi.
Wow.
It's the computer guy. He's back. You know who's not back? Larry.
Larry's at the Olympics still.
He is.
He sends pictures and they just make me bitter and jealous. Whatever.
Yeah. I was talking with our friend Chris Crotty, who joins us sitting in for Larry.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Chris.
Yay, Chris Crotty.
Hello.
He is from Comedy Sports Sacramento. Yeah, I was mentioning that I know about a dozen people that are at the Olympics, and about two-thirds of them are there working in some manner, shape, or form for a broadcaster. And everybody else is just over there being gay. Literally, I have several gay friends who just were like...
Oh, your gay friends went to the Olympics?
Yeah, we're going to the Olympics. I was like, okay. I didn't really realize it because it's not like I have gay friends that all know each other. They're from here, there, and everywhere. But they all showed up at the Olympics. Some with Olympic rings spray-painted into their hair.
Do you know why?
Pageantry?
Because the gays love pageantry and the gays have money to
John,
do things.
Elton
That's
John
right.
There.
Well, yeah, it's England, of course. He has to be there. It's the law.
But I wish I was there.
I don't know that I do. It's a little too much. It's a lot of people.
Yeah, I think I'd like it, though. I like kind of chaos.
Really?
Yeah, I like crowds and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You still have a phone that you can't text on.
Yeah, that's why I like crowds, because then I can just talk to everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
No technology involved.
She'd spend about 30% of her time walking around looking for venues.
It's so true.
It is.
He knows me really
You could
well.
Look it up on your phone. Oh, no, you can't. Sorry.
I just be going in circles.
All right, coming up on the show this week, we've got news from Ohio. News from Walmart, and Mitt Romney picks up a new celebrity endorsement.
Oh, good for Mitt.
That's all very exciting. First off, again, welcome Chris from Comedy Sports Sacramento. Chris sent me a note about a week or so ago. Said, hey, I'd like to come on the podcast if you have some time. And I'm like, Larry's in London. Come on in. So what's going on, man?
Oh, just trying to enjoy my summer before things get busy again in the fall. So I missed being on the show. I had such a good time the first time. I wanted to come back.
How's Riley the dog?
Riley is doing just great. He's mellowing with age. Today he seemed a little grumpy, but he's doing good otherwise.
Chris has the prettiest, most muscular dog of ever.
He's half lab and half spring, I think, because he's just like a big giant canine tongue.
He is. He's so sweet.
Cool. That's very cool.
I haven't seen him in forever.
All right. Well, we normally start the show by talking about what's happened to us in the last week. So why don't we start with you, Mel? What's been your big exciting thing from the past week?
Nothing really. Paul washed, waxed, detailed my car, cleaned the headlights, vacuumed it, did all of that. We got my motorcycle. It's gone and sold. And now there's two cars in my garage. It's a two-car garage that actually holds two cars.
And not like pots and pans and stuff?
No.
As it was before?
Cleaned. It's clean. The motorcycle's gone. It's awesome. And I sold my motorcycle and got paid in cash. I've never held that much cash in my hand. It was really neat. It was all hundreds.
Straight cash, homie. You notice how when we asked what Mel did this week, it was all a list of things that Paul did.
Yeah, because I don't do anything but cheer him on. Like, good job,
except
honey.
For the cash part.
Yeah.
Yeah, she held the cash, shockingly there.
I made a sale. I'm very Jewy. And I finalized my Costa Rica trip, so that's done.
Oh, excellent.
Ooh. So it's done. I'm officially going. Now I can actually say to people that I'm going to Costa Rica, because I wouldn't say it until it was official, because I'm always afraid things are going to go wrong, and then people are going to think I'm an asshole for talking about something that I never wind up doing.
Like people who don't announce that they're pregnant until a certain point along in the on the whole thing.
Exactly.
You were afraid the trip would be aborted unnaturally?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Because that's happened before. Why say I'm going to do something, then you don't do it, and then you feel like a jerk.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, Mel, I don't think people really care. And, yeah. And it's not a knock at you. I don't think people generally care about anything that anybody else does.
I know. I don't judge people that way, but I worry people judge me that way.
I don't know. Have you been to meldoesn'tdothings.com?
I actually got the domain name meldon'tdoshit.com. It's a very busy place.
Well, Mel is doing Costa Rica, so suck it, bitches.
It's awesome. I went there probably close to 10 years ago.
I don't think we're going to get to have as the experience you had, unfortunately, because it's become so much more touristy, and I'm sort of regretting that we're going now rather than 10 years ago, but I'm still super excited.
Well, you probably wouldn't want the earthquake either struck an hour and a half after I'd gotten there.
Yeah, my brother said he went and they got flat tires and they got lost because it was before GPS and stuff, and we don't have to deal with a lot of that.
Sure, you just swing from vine to vine and you're good to go.
Hells yeah.
Good to go. Chris, anything exciting for you in the past little bit? You don't have to limit it to just a week. You haven't been here in a couple months, so.
Well, not to me so much, but I did go to a really interesting wedding over the weekend. The theme was time travel and steampunk.
Okay.
Cool.
So everybody was in costume, and there was actually a Doctor Who TARDIS up on the stage. It took place at a theater. And they even had one of the DeLoreans from the Back to the Future movies there. So it was
I love that instead of a Hoopa, they had a TARDIS.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a really, fun, cool, different kind of wedding. It was nice to take a night off, too.
What did you wear?
I went as Dr. Daniel Bloom from the pre-YouTube video hit Time Belt, which is an awesome little web series that was made by a bunch of people in L.A. around the 2002-2003 time frame, and you can still watch it at timebelt.net.
We watched that together.
Yeah, so I went as Dr. Daniel Bloom. Built my own time belt out of about $4 of materials.
And that's awesome.
Yeah.
I was curious. You posted pictures of that on Facebook, and I'm like, I have no idea what this is.
Oh, it's a great series. Go watch it. Each episode's only about 3 to 5 minutes long, and it's terrible, cheesy effects, but fun little story.
No, I meant the pictures of your time belt, because it was like, belt, and I'm like, either Chris is doing something kind of different, or he's lost his mind.
Well, can it be both?
It can be, technically, it can.
So that was, the wedding was a lot of fun. It was different, which was, nice to go to a wedding that wasn't just the same old thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I was in Oakland last night.
Are you sure you even want to admit that?
I was. I met up with Hootie and Mrs. Hootie.
Oh.
From the show last week.
I've already decided I really like Mrs. Hootie, by the way.
Yeah, probably more than him, too, because, I think it's just accepted and expected. We met up in Berkeley and did a little walk around Berkeley, had lunch, and then we went over to the Oakland and Angels game. Excuse me. So we're at the game, and we're sitting. We have pretty decent seats, so you spend a little bit of extra money if you don't go to that many games, and you're like, all right, we're going to sit down here. So again, we sit there, and so it's me and Hootie, and then Mrs. Hootie, and then this one weird dude sits next to her, and there's like 10 empty seats on the other side. So it's not like he had to; he chose to. Now maybe he's a season ticket holder, I don't know, but he chose to sit in that seat, and he wasn't moving down. And at one point, he pulled out, and I could not make this up if I had to, a 4-pound bag of shredded American cheese.
What?
A 4-pound bag of shredded American cheese in all of its orangey goodness. He got it at Costco, by the way.
Well,
how much did he go through during the game?
I don't know. I couldn't see him because he was two seats away, and I was kind of looking at the game. But I felt really bad because every now and then I'd glance over and this dude did not stop talking the whole time. I'd look over and he'd be like, burr, 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 burr. And then like about the 7th inning, we went and got food and we didn't bother going back down to our seats. We sat actually further away so we wouldn't have to be near this dude. And we looked down and he did not stop talking. He merely was just turning around talking to the people in the row behind.
Oh.
And I'm just like, really, dude? I get that you want to be social, but no one wants to have a fucking 9-inning conversation with anybody.
No.
Seriously. I mean, I don't care if Obama was sitting next to me. I'd want him to shut the fuck up so I could enjoy the game. I'd be like, hey, Mr. President, it's really great to meet you. Can you shut up? Because I want to pay attention to the game.
Yeah, I mean, a few pleasantries is fine, but come on.
I also don't think the president would pull out a 4-pound bag of cheese.
You never know.
You never know.
The government has a lot of surplus cheese laying around.
They do, but I thought that was really, really interesting. And, of course, last night they had the explosion and fire at the Chevron refinery in Richmond, which is, of course, between here and Oakland.
Right.
And I got the news on my phone because I don't live in 1999 like Mel does. And so I found out about it at the game. So I said, Eric, she just hit me. There you go. I found out that there was an explosion, so I'm texting. I work at a TV news station, so I text my friend in the newsroom. I'm like, am I going to be able to get home, or should I go the other way? because there's multiple ways to get from Oakland here. He's like, no, you should be fine. But they put what's called an evacuation in place, which means you go home and close all your windows and doors and don't breathe the air. And they put it up on all the freeway signs, too. But before I hit the freeway sign, you know, it was a cool night. So I have the defroster blowing and I'm clearing off the windows and stuff like that. And I caught the scent of it. And it was just such a terrible, acrid smell. It was just, oh, my God. And I never actually saw any flames as I was driving back because I was watching the road. But, yeah. And now, of course, everybody's speculating, oh, back to $4 a gallon gas.
Oh, jeez.
Or higher.
Or higher, of course. I mean, we were higher, so why not? And Chevron leads the way in high-priced gas.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're, I mean, not that their gas isn't...
They have talking cars.
They do. And
that's the reason you pay extra for the talking cars.
And the Tekron, which I don't even know what that is.
But sounds neat.
It does. Not that their gas isn't good. It's just if you drive around and notice, that tends to be the most expensive gas in your neighborhood.
Yeah, I got it yesterday because I was late to work and it was the only place to stop. And I was on empty and my light was flashing at that point.
Oh, yeah.
So I just pulled in and got like 2 gallons of Chevron. I was like, geez.
Yeah, but that's 2 gallons of Tekron.
I know. And the talking car.
And that's like $7.95.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully that won't mean $4 a gallon gas, but one never knows. We'll see. This is something I kind of wanted to get. You guys have not seen or heard this. I added this late to the show, so I just want to get an initial reaction. CNN was talking about the shootings at the Sikh temple in Wisconsin, and they did a segment, and then they went to break, and then they came back. So I'll just play a little bit of it, and then it cuts to break, and then picks up when they come back from break, and pay attention to the song when they play coming back.
So much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. It's been a great education for everybody, I think.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, and ahead on Starting Point, it is personal. The new book revealing that President Obama has developed a genuine dislike for Mitt Romney. You're watching Starting Point.
Not this music. So they go to break. Here's the end of the commercial break. Here we go. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built two temples and locked you away. Oh, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young.
Everybody's singing this morning. Welcome back to Starting Point. That is Billy Joel, Only the Good
Die. Yes. This is immediately following a segment
about dead people.
About a shooting, mass shooting at the Sikh temple in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and if you read the, I did read the article, actually. I did get the update. And
okay.
This is not the first time this has happened on CNN with questionably appropriate music being played with a news story.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything... I don't think they're doing anything intentionally. They put in like a list of songs that they each like for their weekend shows, and they bump in and out with them. But when they had Sarah Palin on,
that's the one. Yeah.
They played the song "Stupid Girls" just before they did a story about her.
It can't be a coincidence.
Somebody's got to be like, well, you know,
somebody's
it would be
having
funny.
A chuckle.
That reminds
in their
me
mind.
Of the Olympic commercial where they went from the girl winning the. Whatever she did, the parallel or rings or whatever, and then going to the commercial about the monkey, and it was the African-American gymnast, and they're like, it was a total accident. I'm like, but somebody should be aware of these things. It comes off as idiotic at the very least.
Well, I also think it's a little bit ridiculously paranoid about racism to automatically think. NBC's got a show called Animal Practice coming out this fall with our friend Betsy.
People are sensitive about
it. People are idiots about it. They get oversensitive about it. Just because you show a monkey doing something does not mean it's an overt reference to racism. It doesn't. It's a monkey from a TV show doing an Olympic sport. If the monkey had been hurling a javelin at somebody, would that have been any better or worse? No, there was nothing racist about it.
I never saw that one, but I saw the other, like, earlier trailer where the monkey was, like, being a doctor, right? Nobody would think that's racist. I thought it looked funny.
Yeah.
A very funny show.
Well, hopefully it will be.
He does play, the monkey does sort of play a doctor on the show. But
like the monkey does sort of play a doctor on the show.
The monkey is not a real doctor in real life.
That was such a good quote.
He only plays a doctor.
It's true.
But
that was the best quote
ever. Weird coincidences happen because there was a time at an improv show, I won't name, but not in the city, where there was an audience volunteer who happened to be developmentally challenged. And the scene they did happened to reference Oz. So the keyboardist that night, at the end of the scene, started playing the song If I Only Had a Brain.
Oh, okay.
So that was pure accident and coincidence. So things, weird things can happen sometimes.
No,
but
I,
these
I
seem
agree.
Pretty intentional. I mean,
well, the Sarah Palin one, I think, was probably intentional on somebody's part. Somebody decided to be cute. I don't think the Billy Joel thing was anything since, because they kept talking about it, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite songs. They never even thought.
One really, it's not a offensive per se.
No, no, no.
I mean,
but
if anything, it's saying, like, it's true. Yeah.
No, no, no.
Just a little upbeat, that's all.
Yeah. No.
Well, it's a song about being locked away in a temple and told to pray and only the good die young after you just talked about people being shot at a temple.
But I always think it's more about stealing some young Catholic girl's virginity. So,
well, it is. It's just when you put it next to one another, it's just kind of insensitive is all it was. I didn't think it was that huge a deal, but it's just something. CNN has been long noted for doing things that they really should probably take a beat and think before they do.
But like you also have to wonder if they do some of the, if they're actually crazy smart and they're doing some of these things on purpose because it gets them more press and attention.
Yeah, I guess people talking.
No, they're not crazy smart. I'll just get rid of that perception for you right now.
Nope, not crazy smart.
That is not it. Not it at all. All right, Mel, this is something that impacts you. Women have been banned from a water slide after some injuries.
I'm so confused.
Mm-hmm. A German water park has banned women from the high-speed slide, claiming whooshing water caused, and this is in quotes, intimate injuries. The park's manager told the local, the extreme facer slide was made men only after several women complained of being hurt by water as they flung themselves down the slide where people can reach speeds of 72 kilometers per hour.
I want to know hurt how.
I don't know. You're the one with a vagina. You tell me. Marcus Meyer said six women had reported injuries to the genital area last year, and some of them had to be taken to the hospital. No men have reported genital injuries, which is kind of odd. Normally, it's the other way around.
Yeah.
The injuries are caused by the nature of the female anatomy, he told the local.
I want that explained way more, because I want to know what these injuries are exactly that these women are claiming they're having.
But the Professional Association of Gynecologists were skeptical, as gynecologists are. A spokeswoman, woman, you don't believe her, said there was no medical reason why women shouldn't use such a slide, except for six of them can't manage to get down it without hurting their hoo-ha. She said she had never heard of women suffering water slide-related vaginal injury.
Look, I want little Gabby Radler with a doll explaining where did the water slide hurt you. That's what I would like to see.
I've been down a few water slides. I'm just, unless they had some sort of weird piercings or weird bikini, I just can't imagine.
Maybe they did.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
But how
what,
could it not be hurting guys, too? Because things are pretty sensitive down there.
And I can't imagine just a normal vagina in a normal swimsuit going down that slide. What exactly, what exactly damage is it going to do?
Normal vagina.
Yeah, normal vagina without piercings or holes or things hanging off of it or clipped into it.
Oh, Mel, vaginas have holes. I hate to break it to you, but they do.
You're so annoying me.
Well, it's true.
So a common man vagina.
A common, an everyday household vagina.
Man on the street vagina.
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't really specify it. The only thing I can think of...
I mean, even a lot of water going into your vagina at a high rate of speed isn't going to do anything but gargle your vagina. I mean, come on.
I don't know. There's going to be a glimmer of hope for female water slide enthusiasts at the park. They're working on building a protective suit for women to use on the slide, like for ice hockey, he said.
If anyone can do it, German engineering.
It's true. It's true. Put the German engineers on it.
Maybe these girls had ginormous flappy vagina lips.
Ooh, they could have the massive labia.
Yeah.
It's a little labia.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
It was like
what it
their
was.
Vagina was getting motorboated to the extreme.
Ooh, that would be bad.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is why guys weren't getting injured is if guys are crossing their legs, it would lift the junk above the legs, and therefore you wouldn't get hit with it. But you'd get a hell of an enema, I would think.
Yeah, but women are just going down spread eagle because they're ding dongs. Well, never
mind.
I
want this news story to get more attention because I want one of the big TV news outlets to create a artist rendition or like high-tech graphic of what's happening. That would be really
and
cool.
And slow motion.
Yeah.
I would settle for the Taiwanese animators.
There we go.
I would. Cowboys.
I'm sorry. I just have to totally interrupt. Speaking of totally not related, but made me think of this. Have you guys seen the water polo pictures that they loop showing the woman's boob popping out over and over again?
I've seen the still pictures.
Fascinated.
You know, I don't know because most female water polo players aren't exactly the bustiest of ladies.
The one, though.
Maybe I haven't seen the one.
It was not like a giant boob. It was just more like a really good boob.
Normal
like a,
boob?
Like a normal man on the street boob.
Ooh, yeah.
And every man boob.
But the way it just sprung out in such a happy, lively kind of way, and then they looped it so it kept springing. It was the nicest looking springy boob.
Yeah.
I'll send you the link.
Thank
Please.
You. We'll put it on the Facebook page. The whole thing about water polo is apparently there's a lot of grabbing of suits and private parts.
Anything under the water is allowed.
Yeah, and I don't. That's another reason why I have no interest in ever playing water polo. Because I don't want some dude grabbing my stuff. Sorry, I don't.
I don't blame you.
Which is why there's no co-ed water polo either.
Yeah, I mean, well, and again, that just gets weird when you then go the other way. It doesn't work. I don't know. I mean, there's co-ed wrestling in high school and college now. There are women wrestling against men, but you can wear a protective cup and such when you're doing that. So it's
made
a
by
little
the best
different.
German engineers.
Exactly. Speaking of your genitals, or not speaking of your genitals, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones wants something very special.
This is the sweetest thing ever.
Some of the guys that have gone before that have been disappointed to share it with everybody involved. For me, it's a reminder. I, too, have been here 23 years. And it is a reminder. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it wasn't. And so having said that, I want me some glory hole.
And everybody just starts laughing, and he doesn't get it, and he just smiles. He's so
I have
sweet.
That respect.
He doesn't know what he's saying, which makes it just so endearing.
He has no idea what glory hole means in a different context.
But has glory hole ever been used in the context he's using?
I've never heard
yes.
it as
yes,
anything
okay.
else. Yeah. I've never heard that expression.
It's an expression for an oil well that is constantly churning out lots and lots
okay.
of oil. That's called the glory hole.
And he is what, Texas
yeah.
guy, right?
Yes, he has made
Bless
his money
his
in oil.
Heart. I just think it was so he really didn't know, and then everybody laughed, and he just sort of smiled like he thought he said something really good.
Well, somebody explained it to him there.
I'm
like
sure.
did the lean over and whisper in his ear later, but I didn't really feel it. I just want to come on down to glory hole days at Cowboys Stadium.
I want a glory hole.
You know, once that stadium's been open for a little while, if there are enough gay fans, there will be glory hole days in pretty much every restroom.
Did he publicly say anything after he knew what it meant? Like, oh, sorry, my bad.
Well, he sort of laughed it off, and when, you know, he made it clear that that wasn't his point of reference, but
yeah.
Very quickly under his breath, I stand by what I said.
I'm down for glory hole days.
It's very sweet. I find it very endearing because he truly didn't mean anything.
I'm down for glory hole days in the co-ed bathroom, but only there.
All right.
Only there.
Seems fair.
Yeah, I'm not into that much mystery. I don't think the mystery should be what sort of genitalia lies on the other side of the wall.
No. Ew.
I know. Yeah. Ew, you just go, ew? Are you homophobic, Mel?
Whenever I think
what?
Of glory holes, I think of Romy and Michelle. Did you guys ever see that movie?
I saw, but
Romy
I don't remember
Michelle.
That part. I remember the outstanding acting of that movie.
I think it was Romy and Michelle. They went into, like, the bathroom at the gas station, and she saw the hole in the wall, and she put her eye up to it and got a penis in the eye. That was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
That's my fear, is that I'll get a penis in the eye. I don't know.
Well, don't put your eye up to the glory hole,
Mel. All right, I won't.
Just hang back a little.
Holes in general.
Hold back a little.
Hey, hang back from the glory hole. Give it a couple of inches so you have room to move one side or the other, or at least turn and take it in the ear like you know you can.
Yeah, I've done that. Been there, done that.
Oh, speaking of glory holes, Jenna Jameson has recently been in the news for plowing into a pole in L.A. while possibly inebriated, and prior to that, she was known, of course, for prolific work in the adult industry.
Are you being euphemistic, or was it an actual, like, telephone pole?
She drove into a pole. She had an accident in her car.
Right.
Now she's making headlines for something that most people didn't expect. She's coming out in support of Mitt Romney.
I'm sure he's thrilled.
I guarantee he has no idea. He has no more idea who she is than Jerry Jones had what a glory hole was. The 38-year-old porn star revealed her endorsement while sipping champagne at San Francisco's Gold Club. First of all, First of all, this is to a CBS reporter. How do you get that beat? Like, all right, I have an idea. Jenna Jameson is at a strip club in town. I'm going to go over and ask her who she's supporting for president. Bill, go get that story.
You couldn't get me a picture of Spider-Man, so get me that.
I don't know. She was there to celebrate the club's 8th anniversary, so that's not really worthy of news coverage either, the 8th anniversary of the strip club. Anyway, she...
I guess Jenna Jameson herself
what
is...
What is the traditional 8th anniversary gift?
I don't know.
Dildo.
Windex for the poll. Yeah. It's Windex for the poll. So she said to CBS, I'm very looking forward to a Republican being back in office. When you're rich, you want a Republican in office. So that's the quote from Jenna Jameson. So
quite the endorsement.
Sure. She wouldn't go down that water slide in Germany because her vagina is her moneymaker. Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Isn't she the one that had her butt bleached?
I'm sure she might have. She's not the only one.
There's nothing wrong with a little butt bleaching. Just saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're self-conscious about that and you're going to be on camera.
I think she did it on a reality show.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen stuff like that done on reality shows. I don't know that it was her. But
right, if anybody knows who I'm thinking of that got their butthole bleached, let us know.
It's become more and more common, and not just for... Apparently not just for porn stars, but for anybody who...
I was at the sex toy shop twice in the last week. It's a okay. Long story.
Hold on. So, hold on 1 second. You were at the sex toy shop twice in the past week, and when I asked you what you did this week, you gave me Paul cleaned the garage.
To make room for all the purchases, apparently.
Do you not understand? Yes, we had to clear space for the sex swing.
I forgot.
Okay, yes, go on.
And they had little... anal bleaching kits.
Nice.
I know.
Like next to the tooth whiteners.
They also had, like, there was a lot of stuff there that I always wonder, like, does somebody really use it or is it like a gag gift? Because they had one of those like dildos, I guess, but it was like, you know, 4 feet long and how much around is that, Chris? I don't do math.
That's a cricket bat, Mel.
Yeah, it was like that big around and like that long. And I thought, can somebody really put that inside them? Because if they can, yuck.
I'm sure someone probably can. My guess is that's mostly a gag gift.
Yeah.
And why are you asking me if somebody can put that?
But I like, I had to
You're sitting in Larry's chair.
Okay. Oh.
I was shopping for somebody else for a gift, but...
I have a friend.
Yeah. But I still like to peruse and see all the things I might like to have.
So what else was going on at the adult store?
You know, they have some of the fanciest, most expensive vibrators. I learned about edible body dust.
Mm.
They had cute outfits. They had a lot of domination stuff.
The Mitt Romney rally was going on.
Of course. Yeah. In the back.
Yeah.
It was like one of those stores that had a little bit of everything from clothing to movies and magazines and then all the toys and the lubes and the heating lubes and the smelly lubes and the everything.
So it was really the couple's store as opposed to the store where the pervy guy shows
yeah.
Up.
It was okay. A lot more or girl friendly for sure.
Girl friendly.
Yeah.
Come on in, ladies. Get your
really
giant vibrator.
Cute clothes.
No
and
water
stuff.
Slides.
No water slides. For anybody.
And a lot of, like, millions of those little personal vibrators. Oh, and they had, which I want, they had this whole set of vibrators that were masked to look like a makeup brush or lipstick. I thought, those are so cute. I want one.
Oh, we'll give you, Larry and I will go in for Hanukkah and get you one for every night.
Did they have any vibrators that were secretly makeup kits?
They had one that was like, yes, like eyeshadow and stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I like the lipstick and the blush brush the best.
Until somebody asks to borrow it at work.
I know, right?
You're like, hey, Mel, can I borrow your...
Don't twist it.
Oh, that's fun times.
But it was fun. So, yes, I'm a regular now at the sex shop.
They greet you like Norm coming into Cheers.
Mel!
Like, hey, guys, back for some lube.
How's the world treating you, Miss Gilbert?
How dry are you, Mel?
It's just that they have such fun, like, flavors and stuff.
So you, like, put it on toast now? What's going on? You're going through it that quickly.
Try the Nutella loop.
Ooh, that'd be delicious.
Yee.
And they have glow-in-the-dark body paints. I want to play with that. And they have blacklight body paints, and I thought that would be really fun.
That would be kind of weird. That reminds me, there was a movie called Skin Deep that starred John Ritter. And I think it was a Blake Edwards film, but I'm not positive. from like the late 80s, early 90s.
The glow-in-the-dark condoms.
There was this one scene where this girl has two different guys that she's going to have sex with, and they both put on glow-in-the-dark condoms, and these guys end up wrestling in a dark room, and all you see is glow-in-the-dark condoms bouncing up and down.
I remember that.
It was a big thing when it happened. Now it'd be like, whatever.
Yeah. Now it's just like, I saw that in American Pie. Whatever.
Yeah, I remember that scene.
Mm, I bet you do.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for the original segment on our show. It's time for...
Cool!
Hey.
Tool.
Whoa! Yeah, Cooler Tool, brought to you by... The Nate Darling Show store at Zazzle.com. We've got a couple new t-shirts. You can even buy a Larry the Magical Unicorn t-shirt.
Yay.
Made one of those up.
Larry.
And the new S.H.I.E.L.D. logo t-shirt is on sale there now. You can go to Zazzle.com/Nate Darling Show, or you can find it right on our website. Just look in the tabs at the top there. Get whatever you're looking for, whatever you need. All right, first up. This Week in Cooler Tool, banning chicks for their own good from the water slide. Mel.
Tool. I think maybe putting up a warning saying some people have complained of discomfort and go at your own risk would be better.
Okay. Chris, what do you think?
I say Tool. Germany's not discovered the lawsuit like us here in the U.S., so let them go and have fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's cool because I think it's chivalrous, really. I think it's looking out for women when they really don't know any better. They don't realize the damage they could do down there. I mean, it could hurt for weeks. Weeks!
Did you say when they don't know any better?
Yeah, when they don't know any better. Because they don't necessarily know that water slide better than the water park does. That's what I mean.
Oh, I thought you were being condescending to women, as you often are.
They bought their tickets. They knew their risks. I say let them tear.
Well, unless they're going to sign a labial waiver of some sort.
Labial waiver. There we go.
The labial waiver.
Sounds like ipso, a dive or something.
Ipso facto.
They'll be trying a labial waiver with a half twist degree of difficulty 4.2.
Any of our lawyer friends or just graduated law school friends who want to draw up a labial waiver and send that in, we'll read that on the show. All right. So we have, I'm outvoted, but that's okay. So next up in Cooler Tool, Jerry Jones for wanting glory hole. Mel.
I have to say cool because it was so sweet and so cute and it was so innocent. He totally had no idea there was another meaning for that. And I just thought it was very endearing. So I'll say cool.
Okay. Chris, what do you think?
Absolutely cool. And that also goes along with Texas's oil roots. So he didn't know what he was doing. And it was one of those just fun moments.
I think it was cool, but for a very different reason, because you very rarely get to hear people in public say, "I want glory hole." And just for that, that was the greatest.
It was funny because you sent the link, and you know I don't know anything about football, and so I usually watch those kind of ones with like a blank whatever on my face. I'm like, and he said it, and I just was like, oh my god, what is going on? It was awesome. It was definitely a good for a laugh.
Yeah, and last and Cooler Tool, the porn star Jenna Jameson for endorsing Mitt Romney at a strip club. Mel,
wow. This one's hard because I try to think of the question literally, but then all the nuances of it come into play. I have to say, Tool, because I don't like Jenna Jameson. I don't like her bleached butthole. I don't like Mitt Romney, and I don't like strip clubs, so there's nothing about it I like. Now, granted, she can endorse whoever she wants and good for her, but I just hate everything else about it, so I have to go with Tool.
Chris, what do you think?
I originally was going to say cool because she at least admitted that she was just doing it for the money. But I'm going to say Tool because we should stop caring what any celebrity A, B, C, D, or E level thinks about politics. Who cares? We don't care about these people. She doesn't have a PhD in economics and will know what's going to happen. I don't care. Why are we giving them attention? Tool.
Yeah.
She's a successful businesswoman.
I care about her as much as I care about any Kardashian.
See, this is the problem. You don't respect businesswomen and the minds that it takes to be a successful businesswoman in the world today.
You mean the butthole that it takes?
Listen, it doesn't matter what your good or service is. Running a business is hard in this country, and she overcame a lot. Think of how many women are spreading their hoo-has on camera in the world today.
And not making nearly as much.
And you don't know who they are. You don't have any idea who they are, but everybody knows who Jenna Jameson is. I'm going to give her a cool, and the only reason I'm giving her a cool is because she admitted that it's because rich people like having a Republican in the White House.
Yep.
Because she actually came out and said it. Most people don't say that. They're like, oh, well, job creators and blah, 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 blah. No, it's not that at all. It's that if you've got a Republican in the White House, you know he's just fighting for rich people. She said it. The secret's out there. She let the fucking secret out of the bag, people.
I think we already knew.
Well, we knew, but nobody said it. That was the thing. No one would come out and say it, and she said it as if proudly displaying that newly bleached a-hole of hers.
Well, it's too bad it was her.
She's demonstrating that America is a land of opportunity where any woman, even a woman with a normal, everyday vagina, as long as she avoids water slides, can become somebody successful and rich.
It's true.
Hey, who's got a good butt plug? Let's try one out.
Yeah, I always like getting Larry into the show if we can.
Whenever he speaks, I want to picture like a little gopher animated talking or something. Look at that voice.
Adorable.
Well, Mel, I know you went to the sex toy store.
I did.
Did you go with your significant other? Or did you fly solo?
I went by myself one time, and I went with our friend Mignon the other time.
Okay, so it was like a girl's day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sometimes couples go together, and this couple decided to go to their own sex store together, except that sex store turned out to be Walmart.
Oh.
It's a couple, they've been charged with lewd behavior, but they've pled not guilty. They're accused of stealing personal lubricant and fondling each other in front of shoppers at a Kansas Walmart.
And they're icky.
Julian Arcall, 22, and Tina Glankton, whatever her name is, she's 35, so a little older lady, younger man action going on. They're accused of getting a little hot and bothered in front of customers, and witnesses told police after allegedly shoplifting more than $100 in merchandise, including a tube of KY Jelly personal lubricant, Hutchinson Police Captain Troy Hoover said, a Walmart security guard apparently had been watching the pair open product packages and stash items in her purse when the man suddenly put his hand down the woman's pants. Ooh. The pair appeared in municipal court to answer the charges of lewd and lascivious behavior, theft, and criminal damage to property. Both pleaded not guilty. So, this happened shortly before 7 p.m. on a Sunday.
I have one important question.
Yes.
Was it the regular KY or was it the kind that gets hot when you blow on it?
You know, they didn't really go into that in the story, so I don't really know.
I think that's important.
But in addition to the lubricant, they allegedly stole DVDs, styling gel, batteries, slippers, eyeliner, and this was the one that amused me, Midol brand pain reliever, and men's socks.
Well.
So pretty much everything in there can be used to masturbate.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff.
Well, you know, Walmart's becoming a one-stop place for hedonism, right? People are brewing meth inside Walmart. Now they're going to start having sex inside Walmart.
Hold on. I've not heard of this brewing meth.
Oh, you didn't hear about that? This is a couple months ago. A woman, you know, they have that new formula where you can make meth like in a 2-liter soda bottle.
Didn't we talk about this?
She went around and she got all the ingredients. And she started trying to make the meth inside the Walmart.
No, I don't recall talking about this.
Oh, yeah. I thought we talked about
it. It's happened more than once,
actually.
Yeah.
Wow, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
Walmart, you need to crack down on that.
Yeah. You can definitely tell from their pictures that the hair gel and the eyeliner, they use tons.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
between them.
Yeah, and my guess is they do drugs, too.
What?
That's just guessing. This is another Walmart story. Conway police charge man with shoplifting condoms and batting gloves from Walmart.
Two great things that go great together.
A 20-year-old Conway man was charged with shoplifting after police were called to Walmart in the city, according to the Conway police report. Kevin Alexander Williams, 20, was charged with shoplifting under $2,000 and booked into the detention center again on Sunday at 8:34 p.m. What is up? I'm never going to Walmart on a Sunday again because I don't know what's going to happen there. I really don't know. This is in South Carolina, by the way. They saw him remove an assortment of DVDs valued at $39, a package of Trojan condoms.
Hey, at least he's being safe.
And batting gloves. What the fuck?
Maybe he's taking his date to the batting cages before he bones her with his new condoms.
With his new condoms.
And then they're going to watch a movie.
Let me just...
He might strike out, but he won't strike out.
That's right.
Let me just tip everybody
like
off to this.
You're like a commercial writer.
Yeah.
Before anybody goes shoplifting condoms... you can go to Planned Parenthood and they'll give them to you. If you're on a college campus, most health offices will just give them to you. You don't need to go lift them from the Walmart.
It's true, and they come in a big, long, fun strip when you get
in
there.
I have a fun condom story.
No,
I lived in New York City for 1 year, and I had a girlfriend, and, you know, we wanted to get intimate that evening, but we realized we didn't have any condoms. So, you know, in New York, there's little grocery stores, like, everywhere. So we went into this little tiny one, and we bought some. And the little guy behind the desk, who was probably like 400 years old, and he puts them in a little tiny unmarked brown paper bag, and he folds it over, and he takes both hands, and he hands it to us with a big grin on his face, and he goes, "Enjoy!"
Oh, my God.
That should be the buying experience. That way people wouldn't feel any shame.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. That's the way to go. That is a businessman who is shrewd.
Exactly. I'm going back to that grocery store.
When I was in college, I did like speech class, whatever, where you do competitive speech doing.
Forensics.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm like, I can't even think of what it's called. Like, I wasn't on a team or anything.
Clearly it worked.
Just, it was just a class where they
competitive
teach you.
Speech doing.
You knew exactly what I meant.
Right after letter making.
I hate you both so much. Anyway, I was in the class where they taught you how to do all the different styles of, like, argumentative and persuasive and informative, blah, blah, blah. And one of the ones I had to do was informative, and I decided I was going to do an informative speech on birth control.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad wound up sending me this box that was, like, a 4-foot by 4-foot giant box that he had shipped to me full of every kind of birth control so I could use it for example. So it had IUDs, and it had diaphragms, and it had sponges, and it had condoms, and it had all this stuff so I could have this big display. And when it came, I opened it in the lobby of my dorm.
Mm-hmm.
And the staff went crazy, and everybody was like a riot because I had this big box full of toys. And then I got marked down because the teacher said that it was not informative. It was a persuasive speech because I said that the only 100% way to not get pregnant was abstinence.
No, there you go.
I think that's informative, not persuasive. I wasn't persuading anyone to be abstinent. I was just informing them of the fact.
That's true. That is a true fact. But I love how everybody in your dorm was like, "Give me a sponge."
I know. Everybody wanted to try. My dad actually took all the diaphragms and hole punched them so no one would steal them. Because you're supposed to have them properly fitted, you know?
That'll serve them right if they steal it.
So we hole punched them so they could just be for display because he didn't want people inappropriately using the stuff.
Properly fitted. Let me get a compass up in there and see. I don't know. How does that work?
Let's see that German exchange student try to stop the water slide with this hole punch diaphragm.
I don't know, but everybody's cervix and vagina is a different shape, I guess. So you have to have one that seals properly. But I don't know how they do it. I don't want to even think about it.
It's vacuum packed.
It's disgusting.
It's like one of those space bags that you put that you seal up with a vacuum.
The only thing that's worse is an IUD, because that's just blah.
Isn't that sort of like jamming a wire up in there?
Yeah, and then it just keeps bouncing off and ripping you apart.
Oh, that's just swell.
Sounds delightful.
And it sounds a lot like IED, and that's not good.
You're making me horny, Mel. Stop it.
It's because once you get, like, fertilized, it attaches, you know, to your uterus, and then it grows. But when you have the IUD, every time anything tries to attach, it just rips everything apart.
So basically, it's essentially like mowing the lawn every time the grass grows the littlest bit.
Yes.
It's like a constant abortion.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-oh. Now there's going to be church groups marching on IUDs.
Great.
Although, I don't know. Does anybody still use an IUD?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. I haven't heard about IUDs in ages. I did hear about sponges on an episode of Seinfeld where they were, like, discontinuing them or something, and Elaine had to determine if guys were sponge-worthy.
Yeah.
Or if they would have to wear a condom. So it was just very strange. Are you sponge worthy?
It's all gross. I just, except for, like, birth control pills that you can, like, swallow, everything else kind of grosses me out. Or condoms. Like, stuff that, ew.
Did you have the female condom?
I've seen them.
Those are the weirdest looking things ever.
Yeah. Those and dental dams.
Oh, yeah. 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 No, no, no to the dental dam. Get the Saran wrap and just give you, like, a Saran wrap gi.
I was like one of those, like, RAs in college, and I had to do a training on how to use all that stuff. It was gross.
What?
I had to teach my students how to have safe sex.
What fucking college did you go to that they did this?
Ohio University.
Oh, dear God. Okay, I know all of you are too dumb to figure out how to use any of these things, so I have to tell you.
It was supposed to normalize it, make it comfortable, and make it available.
Oh, okay.
How are they going to get more football players if they all use safe sex?
To be fair, it was a girls' dorm, so it's probably a little bit of a different experience than the guys' dorm.
It was not a girls' dorm in karate. I'm going to punch you after the show.
Because the whole thing. Although on the bright side, Eric in Portland is drunk right now and loving it.
Oh well, good. Good for both of you.
No, it's so.
There
so
will you're... be beatings after the show.
The big thing, the only talk I remember in college was they said use condoms and they're available for free. So there was not a whole lot of other talk about, you know, sex. You know, they told us where Planned Parenthood was and how to get condoms and things like that. But I mean, I think there were like separate offshoot things for the girls. So with guys, it was just like wear a condom because, of course, it was. That was when they were trying to scare everybody that you were going to get AIDS no matter where you put your penis. That every vagina was like a ticking time bomb of potential AIDS left behind by the last guy she did it with.
Oh my.
Or whatever. So that was pretty much the whole idea behind that.
Oh my.
Good times.
Well, we were very liberal. We handed them out and let everybody just go crazy, I guess.
Yeah, on the public dime.
With the dental dams.
Either. Passing out dental dams like T-shirts at a concert. Did you have like a dental dam cannon that you fired
yes,
the into
shooter,
the crowd?
Yes. That'd be awesome.
It would be a catch one in the
What'd
face.
What'd you get? I got a T-shirt. What'd you get? A dental dam.
Oh. I got an IUD in the eye. My optic nerve hurts. Now it's time for Ohio news, Mel.
Oh, great.
Yay. I know, this is my
Stand
favorite part.
Stand up and cheer loud and long for old Ohio. I won't do the whole song.
Racial epithet on motel screen welcomes festival guest. Joseph Ross of Dayton says he was stunned when he checked into room 233 that he had reserved at the Motel 6 in Sharonville on July 27th. That was prior to attending the Macy's Music Festival in downtown Cincinnati. He turned on the TV and saw, "Hello, N-word." It was superimposed on the motel's channel guide. I don't even know how or why that would happen. So he says, I turned on the TV, glanced at the screen, did not like it one bit, saw the motel's not. Channel.
Did not like it one bit? That's a mild reaction, right?
I did not like
He's
it one bit.
He's a calm person.
He is 60 years old, and he is black. He says, I reacted with a few choice words. Then I rubbed my eyes and looked again at the TV screen. I could not believe what I saw. He then asked a housekeeper who was in the hall, who was also black, to take a look at the screen, and he said her reaction was similar, shockingly enough. I think my reaction would probably be the same, too, if somebody pulled me into the hotel room and it said hello, N-word, on the thing.
And it was just that TV in that room.
Well, it was the hotel channel, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway,
we have the Rotary Club in the Gold Ballroom, and hello, N-word.
Awful.
So he then called the manager. The manager told him to call the company's customer relations department, and he said the 800 number call resulted in little action.
This hotel did not give a shit.
No. Welcome to Ohio.
Was it a chain or just
a
one?
It was a Motel 6.
Motel 6. Okay, yeah, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
We'll leave a light on for you, N-word.
I mean, they just did not care. They did nothing.
So he then called a friend who referred him to the Dayton unit of the NAACP. He took pictures on his cell phone of the TV screen, which Mel couldn't do, and texted them to the...
Yes, I could.
Which Mel could not do.
I have a camera. You just can't do anything with it once it's on your phone.
You just have to bring him your phone.
Yeah.
I'm taking pictures and mailing you my phone, sir.
Mel has a
It'll
monk.
Be there in three
Mel
to five days.
Mel has a monk that she shows the picture to, and he transcribes the picture onto a piece of paper, which she then photocopies... And gives it to somebody to scan.
Xerox.
Yes, very complicated process.
She mimeographs it.
Actually, I use chalk and a stone, and I just do a rubbing.
So, they ended up calling the police, and...
They didn't care either.
The police, yeah, I know. It's the weirdest thing. So, and they have a little screen grab of it in here, and they didn't actually dare put it in the online article. It just says, hello, N, and then a bunch of stars after. But I think you get the idea, so... Yeah, and it's really small on the screen, so I don't think they figured anybody would have noticed it because there's like the program guide and it's over one of the ads. I know if I were trying to sell frying pans on the TV Guide channel or whatever is there, I'd be pretty upset if it said hello N-word over my ad.
See, I think that's a cop-out of the news reporting it. I think they should have shown it what it said because if you're really going to report that this happened and how bad it is, you need to show it, right? This isn't Wheel of Fortune, I'd like to buy a vowel and guess the word. you know, if you're really going to hold the hotel to their feet to the fire, show what it is.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily disagree with that, but this is the Cincinnati Herald,
okay,
award-winning newspaper.
All right.
I know it says so right underneath the thing, award-winning newspaper. So, yeah, that's not uncommon, though.
I'm just fascinated that they just didn't care. And even when the guy from the ACLU showed up, their response was to tell the guy to leave the hotel.
You should have seen what it said last week.
Yeah, and he's like, so you're saying it says that on my TV and you want me to leave the hotel? And they were like, oh, no, never mind. We'll just put you in another room. Whoops.
But we have a complimentary breakfast buffet.
Mm, yeah.
Anyway. So each little orange is wearing a little white cape and a little white hat. I mean, granted, we do have a huge Klan presence in Cincinnati, but...
The green apples are over here, the red apples are over here.
Yeah, we keep everybody segregated.
All right. So, moving on to more Ohio news. An investigation into beach sand sent in unmarked envelopes is closed, and the local fire chief who mailed the sand will not face any charges. That's right. A fire chief decided it would be fun to mail sand in unmarked envelopes.
Well, I've heard of people doing that for vacation, but they usually put a note. Right. Like, well, that's, hey, I'm sending you some sand. I'm on the beach.
Right. Well, he apparently didn't have
what?
A pen.
Wait, what should the note say?
Hey, I'm on the beach. Here's some sand. Happy vacation. Look, I didn't send you anthrax. Right?
So
hey, I'm on the beach.
So there's going to be no charges. That's according to Special Agent Vicki Anderson of the FBI from Cleveland.
She's a good one.
He had mailed beach sand from his vacation to local fire departments, as had been his tradition. This year, he also sent sand to the main stations of the Boardman Fire Department and the Western Reserve Joint Fire District. The envelopes arrived and did not have return address, lacked a letter of explanation, and had out-of-state postal stamp. All that was inside was a granular substance, later identified as sand. Those factors, along with the fact that Boardman in Poland had recently hosted President Barack Obama, led officials to consider the letters suspicious.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so hazmat teams were called out and so on and so forth. But you're the fire chief. You really should know better than this. I'm just saying.
Well, he's on vacation, so maybe he was very relaxed, or maybe had a few drinks. I'll mail somebody some sand.
Maybe he had all the envelopes filled out in advance before he left, but he didn't have notes to go with it, so he just stuck the sand in and mailed them off.
O-H-I-O.
No.
I'm just sad Larry's not here.
I'm just glad I moved away and I don't have to be strongly associated with the state, because it embarrasses me every day. My old department is, like, imploding. It's like... It's like a sad, sad sitcom every time I get an update as to what's going on in my old apartment.
Like,
I'm like
Becker?
It's like, yeah, exactly. It's like, how does this stuff really happen? Like, in the last 2 years, they fired, like, so many people, or they've gotten rid of them for the most ridiculous stuff. It's the most dysfunctional place ever.
Well, I've not to leave myself out of this. Small town news does come back to my home area in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont.
Good.
And it was a doozy. It ended up on NBC Nightly News.
Ooh.
So that's how big it is. We'll be talking about that coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to skip this story because it's kind of depressing and somebody died. This one I found really interesting. Faye Lynn's penis stolen by thieves.
What?
Thieves stole the man's penis while he slept. That's according to police in China. Not Ohio. Anyway, he told police he was asleep when thieves burst into his room, put a bag over his head. This is the quote. They put something over my head and pulled down my trousers, and then they ran off. I was so shocked I didn't feel a thing, and then I saw I was bleeding and my penis was gone.
How could you not feel a thing?
I was going to say the same thing.
I don't know. Maybe they held the bag over his head really tight.
Maybe he'd been going down a lot of water slides, and he was desensitized.
Yeah, I mean, was the penis fully attached prior to them leaving with it?
What kind of question is that?
That's,
I don't know.
It's terrible.
Maybe it was a Velcroed on penis.
Police believe the attackers were jealous lovers of several local women whom Lynn was having affairs with. He denied taking part in any infidelity. So this is the police theory. He was quite a cocksman. The men were all jealous, so they went and cut his wang off.
They'll have a hard time solving this one.
It's true. They probably didn't leave any fingerprints or anything. It's terrible. Shouldn't be laughing. Emergency workers and police searched for Lynn's anatomy, but turned up nothing, according to TNT Magazine. By the way, that magazine, Dynamite. The penis thieves are nowhere to be found, but police say they're looking for the jealous lovers.
Assuming he didn't make, like, he didn't have an accident or something, he's making the whole thing up, just like the whole, the teeth thing, right? The whole story that was made up about the jealous girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But how come, you know, we always hear these stories of angry women going after the penis, right? But you never hear stories about angry guys, like, going after, I don't know, tits or...
Well, I mean, I think the difference is angry guys and guys like that generally just assault women and do horrible, horrible things to beat them and maim them.
They're not
overall
creative. You're right.
Well, and sadly, it may also be that it's so commonplace that it doesn't make the news.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it does make the news, but it's not. I mean,
it has to be something above and beyond. You got to sew her vagina shut or something.
Yeah, I mean, if it were something,
women get beat up and bitten and scratched
right.
and burned all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Sadly,
acid and stuff. Yeah.
The acid to the face thing is one of the most horrific things I've ever seen or heard anybody doing to another human being. I'm like,
good thing we didn't talk about that story where somebody died.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's
puppies
okay.
and sunshine. Puppies and sunshine.
Well, I will tell you this: dating is hard.
Dating is hard.
It's hard. It's hard to find somebody that you can connect with. It's hard to meet people. It really is difficult. So, it's hard to feel, you know, too angry at this guy. He just took a different tact. Boulder police arrested a man who witnesses said urinated on a woman at a local bar after she rejected his advances. He was just asking her out, Mel, that's all.
That's not okay.
The woman told police she was standing next to the bar at Shooter's Grill and Bar at about 11:45 p.m. Saturday, that's pretty close to Sunday, when a man, later identified as Timothy Paez, 22, came up behind her and put his arm around her. The woman turned around and said, really? He took his arm off her, according to the report. Now, according to police, a few seconds later, the woman said she felt some sort of liquid hitting her leg. Okay, so he didn't ask her out. He just went from...
Freak out if somebody started peeing on me.
You know what? I never thought I would do this, but I'm going to defend Ohio here because about 4 or 5 weeks ago at a local Sacramento bar outside in the patio, this happened.
What?
Yes, there was a guy there, he was an ARC student, and he was very drunk, and he kept talking about wanting to take out his penis and urinate on someone. And apparently, right after I left, it happened, and they had to call the cops, and he got arrested. So it's everywhere.
Okay, it's funny for
literally.
It's funny for two reasons. This is in Colorado, by the way, not Ohio.
Oh, okay.
We moved on from Ohio news.
Oh, okay.
That's funny for me for two reasons. One, it's kind of funny. And two, back in New York State, ARC stands for the Advocacy and Resource Center, which they changed from what it used to be called, which was the Association for Retarded Citizens. So in New York State, ARC is where the special people go to school.
Yep.
In Sacramento, it's a junior college.
So, I almost said same thing.
It's not that far off. So anyway, she felt some sort of liquid hitting her leg. She initially thought he had spilled his beer on her, but when she turned around, she told police she saw him with his penis exposed urinating on her leg in front of the bar. The bar's staff, of course, doing their job, escorted him outside and contacted a nearby police officer. They said he was visibly intoxicated and most of his answers were unintelligible.
Shocking.
It's hard to ask people out when you can't speak clearly.
That's true.
And
I've had some bad days, but at least I've never been peed on.
It wasn't really a date.
I did have a guy have a bloody nose on me once, though, which was gross.
Ooh, that's
he bled on my face.
Oh, that's even more dangerous.
Shouldn't do that to the third
date. He was laying over top of me.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
No, we I don't.
Like, I was on the floor, and he was, like, over me with his elbows on either side of me. We were kind of talking and kissing. And
oh, okay.
All of a sudden, he spontaneously got a bloody nose.
Ew.
And all of a sudden, he dripped this bloody nose on me, and I lost it.
Okay, I was a little confused there, because I thought it was just, like, somebody who came up to you in a bar. And then you're like, yeah, he was laying on the floor on top of me. I'm like, what was this, a rape? What was going on?
But I did something equally gross once to somebody. I was kissing a guy on a first date goodnight,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't sure if I wanted to or not, so I was sort of like, do you just do it really quick to be polite, or do you not? And I was hemming and hawing, and I got so nervous that I did that sort of like, I don't know, that thing you do when you kind of go, like with your, like breathe out, except it was cold out, and I had snot, so I snotted right in his face.
You okie blowed into his mouth?
I totally did. And then I just started laughing. I couldn't stop laughing.
In some cultures, you'd actually be married now.
Yeah.
Gross.
And you know why that happened with the guy? You didn't use your nasal dam.
It's true.
So our friend in Colorado was arrested on suspicion of public indecency and harassment and taken into custody. He's in jail. Bail not yet set.
Good.
Court hearing has not yet been scheduled. Colorado is a weird fucking place.
I like it.
Well, it's a weird fucking... There's a lot of weird shit that goes on there. It's not Ohio or Florida, but it's getting close. And I don't really quite know what it is, but there's a lot of very strange stuff going on.
Well, I mean, you had the story... sometime in the last year about the people were setting the traps for people on national trails.
Mm-hmm.
You know, booby traps and stuff. That's pretty bad.
What?
They were setting these guys were setting booby traps on national park trails so that if, like, somebody touched something, like a boulder would land on them. Like Wile E. Coyote type stuff.
No!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Colorado is nuts. It's absolutely batshit crazy. I blame the thin air. I can't think of any other reason why it would be.
I just remember being at the Denver Zoo, and watching people smoking weed because they don't charge you for it if it's just for personal consumption, so nobody hides it, and we thought it was bizarre.
It's Ohio, but with less air.
Yeah.
It's thinner air. So I don't know what's going on there, but just some craziness coming out of Colorado. By the way, I want to thank anybody and everybody who's been, shopping on Amazon.com through our website, NateDarlingShow.com. We really do appreciate it because it does help out the show and it doesn't cost you anything extra. So if you're buying on Amazon, hit our website first, NateDarlingShow.com.
I'm about to make a couple large purchases.
Yeah, buddy.
But I can't say what it is.
That's okay.
Because Paul might be listening.
That's okay. Is it something that the sex shop had but you found cheaper on Amazon?
No.
Because they do sell those things. Someone bought a red butt plug, a large red butt plug and lube back
a few
months back.
And that makes me happy. That means our listeners are awesome.
Yeah. We have a few new ways to do that. There's the tab at the top of the page. There's a search box on the right-hand side of the page. And now in every post, there's going to be a little carousel or something in there, a different way to see what's new on Amazon. And if you click on through any of those to bring you to Amazon, we would then get credit for your purchase. So we appreciate that if you've been doing it. If you haven't been doing it yet, please go ahead and do it. It helps support the show. Another way you can support the show that would really be awesome is tell a friend. Just say, hey, I listen to this show. These guys make me laugh. They make me snort out in public, they're just fun to hang out with. So give them a shot and point people in our directions. And if you're feeling a little bit adventurous, go to iTunes and give us a little review. Write a little nice note about us on there.
We are fun to hang out with.
Yeah, it's a fun show. I mean, even without Larry, we get great people to come on in and hang out, like Chris is doing this week.
That's me.
Yeah.
And I want to mention while you're here, Comedy Sports Sacramento shows.
Yes.
How many nights a week do we have shows?
Fridays, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 7. And then we have a monthly show on the third Thursday that's a little bit different. It's for the grown-ups called Mayhem. It's a lot of fun.
And most of the comedy sports shows are all-ages shows.
Yes.
Bring little kids,
anybody.
Have fun.
We do a free show after the comedy sports show, which is, we call it PG-15, lowercase r. So if you stick around, you get to see that for free. So,
but if you're listening and you've got a couple of little kids and you're like, oh, I want to go out and do something, but I don't want to bring them to the theater or whatever, can see live improv that you won't be like covering their ears every 2 seconds.
We get kids of all ages. I mean, our audience literally spans 5 to like people who look like they're 500. So
unlike my shows where you don't want to bring your children.
No, most of
good
them.
Times.
Even when I performed for Chris, you couldn't bring your kids. He was always yelling at me because my language is so bad.
That's not true at all.
Did you get sent to the penalty box a lot when you were doing that, Mel?
Occasionally, I occasionally got the brown bag. Yeah.
But the founder of Comedy Sports says it's not a good...
They put a bag over your head if you're inappropriate, but, I always felt like I had the damn bag on my
head.
It's
80% of those get called on audience members yelling out inappropriate things.
That's
so
true.
It's rare that the players... And as the founder of Comedy Sports, Dick Chudnow, says, if there isn't at least one foul during the show, it's not a true Comedy Sports show.
Yeah. So. See? I was helping.
Yeah.
I was wondering, did you put the bag over your head when doing the birth control demonstration?
Yes.
And you were nude, other than that, just the bag over the head.
Bag. And an IUD.
And that's how you go into the water slide, too, because that's where really the problem happens to lie. All right. So let's wrap this show up. It's time for Small Town News.
Small Town News, Small Town News. Everybody loves that Small Town News. I'm going to add words to that song one of these days.
Okay. This comes to us from Newport, Vermont, where a man is accused of crushing 7 police cars with a farm tractor.
And a van destroyed. 34-year-old Walter Peon of Newport, Vermont, is suspected of driving a farmer's tractor right over these cars.
Well, it sounded like somebody had just making a U-turn on driveway first and whatnot, but then it was too loud.
Officials say Peon was angry over a recent arrest. Gilles Delabrier heard the crushing metal from his car shop next door.
He climbed right on top of those cars, ran right over those cars, not only once, but twice.
Officers with the sheriff's department were inside at the time, but it wasn't until they were called by a 911 dispatcher that they knew what had happened and that...
So they're inside their sheriff's office, and there's someone in a large farm tractor with wheels that are like 8 feet tall, 6 or 8 feet tall, crushing 6 cruisers in a minivan out in the parking lot, and they have no idea that it's going on until somebody calls 911, and the dispatcher from the state police calls them and said, you might want to go outside.
That's awesome.
But that's not the end of the story. So he ran over the cars, and then he took off down the road on the tractor.
Well, they can't chase him.
Right. But there were other cruisers out on patrol, and of course there are state police in that area. So he took off down Route 5 with no available cruisers to go after them. They called Newport City Police. The sheriff said, we had nothing left to pursue him in. A couple of the deputies thought they might chase him down the road, but that didn't work. So they were trying to run after him.
And get in my personal car.
I mean, seriously? Seriously, can you imagine the Benny Hill-like scene of this tractor going down the road?
At least it's a tractor. It doesn't go super, super fast, right?
Nope.
They will go... A tractor that size, you can get up to about 25 miles per hour. There's no donate eating cop.
Folks in Hazard County hadn't seen a good tractor chase.
There is no donate eating cop in the Northeast Kingdom that is going to go 20 miles an hour on foot.
No.
I've seen them.
I understand
and they
what the guy's
not.
Motivation was.
Well, he had some run-ins with them in the past.
Yeah,
that's all we know.
Still, how is that going to make the situation better for
well,
himself?
Well, people like that never think about the repercussions. They're just mad. They just want to show them.
So they police caught up with him, still on the tractor, about a mile down the road. He then tried to back up onto a cruiser, but he gave up and was arrested. So apparently, he will run over a cruiser with nobody in it, but if there's somebody in the cruiser, he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. to finish this up from the sheriff, you barely see this in movies, much less in real time in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. Now, Peon is expected to be arraigned in Orleans County Criminal Court. He's expected to be charged with 7 counts of unlawful mischief, as well as leaving the scene of an accident.
That's awesome. This should be the guy's name in the other story.
Peon?
Yeah, at the bar.
Yeah, I don't know. Having grown up in the area and having had dealings with the Orleans County Sheriff's Department, and my dealings were only in issues of speed, but some of the deputies that work for the Orleans County Sheriff's Department at some point in the past are, how can I put this delicately, the biggest fucking douchebags on the planet. Power-hungry dickweeds who think they own the fucking universe. There was one, and I'm not going to name names, but people will know who I'm talking about, who went on a chase after somebody who then abandoned a vehicle at like the edge of the woods and ran off into the woods so they couldn't catch him. This deputy then decided to shoot the car multiple times. Yeah. I got pulled over for speeding by this deputy about 8 or 10 months after that incident. And I took it to court, and it was really funny because I ended up winning in court thanks to a very nice judge. But you know how when you're in court, you're a cop, you got to go to court a few times.
Yeah.
You talk to the judge or to the jury or whomever. You don't turn and talk to the defendant or whomever else. So I'm talking to the judge, I'm being very nice, and he's doing nothing but ignoring her and telling me, like, he's in control of this. And I think that just pissed her off, so she's just like...
Did he get in trouble for shooting this car, or did he somehow explain that there was a reason for this?
I forget exactly what happened with the whole thing, but I think he got some sort of short disciplinary thing. But yeah, and he's an extreme example, but there are a lot of good guys who work for the sheriff's department. No, don't get me wrong, but there are several a-holes, just like in any batch. But this fellow Roger Peon kind of looks like a guy who's a little bit of trouble.
Yeah,
I mean, the charges are one thing. You know, that's a problem. But
restitution.
Yeah, exactly. Paying, what'd they say, $250,000?
Between $250,000 and $300,000. Yeah. Because, I mean, when you start outfitting a cop car with all this other stuff, you can restitution all you want. The insurance is going to have to pay for it. They're never going to get that money out of him.
Yeah, it's a lot of crops.
Yeah, I mean, he's hardly a model citizen. But I do at least somewhat understand his frustration in dealing with that outfit, even though mine was only one speeding ticket, but I got to see kind of what went on, and it's when you get real small town cops, they don't seem to think that they answer to the people. They think the people answer to them, and they're the law.
I worked with them.
Right.
I was there, baby.
Wasn't there a famous person who said that power corrupts and absolute power makes people assholes?
It's something like that. It is absolutely something like that. So
now I have labial waver in my head. Ooh. It keeps just the word, keeps the phrase, and that the monkey kind of plays a doctor in the show.
Yeah, he does. Well, a veterinarian, really, not a doctor, not a human just, doctor.
It was a funny show.
Dr. Zayas is his name.
No, they said they couldn't use that. Oh, it's they changed Crystal it? The monkey.
Oh, that's bullshit.
They didn't. It was. I don't know what the term is. Copyrighted or whatever. They couldn't use Dr. Zayas.
You know, it's probably one of those deals where there's a Dr. Zayas somewhere in like Zanesville, Ohio, who's like, I will sue you. I will sue you for defamation if you say monkey is me.
Yeah, they just it's Crystal the monkey or something like that.
Well, now I'm disappointed.
I'm sorry.
I'm very sad. I'm very very distraught.
Dr. Rizzo, Crystal Rizzo.
Ugh. Anyway, our friend Betsy is in that show, Animal Practice. It's going to be Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC. Coming
so the
this
first
fall.
One is going to be after the Olympics ends on Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday night preview show this Sunday night. So check it out; it'll be a lot of fun. All right, well, the show was a lot of fun. Thank you for Chris Crotty for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you; it's always fun.
Yeah, loved having you in. Going to leave everybody with a little bit of music I heard about. Speaking of the Olympics. I was watching a little NBC coverage of the Olympics, and one of their horribly untalented people was doing profiles of, like, bagpipe bands. And this was one of the ones that they found that I thought was kind of cool.
I love bagpipes.
It's the Red Hot Chili Pipers. And this is called Black Knight on the Crazy Train. That's the Nate Darling Show for this week. We'll see you all next week. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.